Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody, here live on Journey into the Light. And our guest today is Pandrea, psychic medium Pandrea. She's going to be taking your phone calls. So dial on in to the number 347-884-8245. And I do believe Pandrea is going to be live on Facebook here also. So you can catch that on her page, Facebook page, or on mine. I'll be sharing that as soon as I see that. So we're going to start off with a song like we always do. Then we'll bring on the guest, Pandrea, and your calls.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would say, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. I'm living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away in either Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people, I still feel alone. Let me go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. Home. Let me go home. It'll all be alright. I'll be home tonight. I'm coming back home. You're a falling star. You're the getaway car. You're the light in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day. And you're the perfect thing to say. And you play it coy, but it's kinda cute. Oh, when you're smiling at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true. 'Cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're a carousel. You're always so well, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space. You're every minute, my every day. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss your baby just because I can. Whatever comes our way, I will see it through. And you know that's what all love can do. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, you make me think you're every line, you're every word, you're everything. Everything, you're every song, and I sing along, 'cause you're my everything.
Okay, welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for being here. We got a great shows lined up for you here on Journey into the Light. And I'm your host, Michael Long, and we're set for several hours of spiritual radio. A lot of great guests coming on, so stay with us for the next 2 to 3 hours here. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And so if you are in the... what we call it, the Facebook Live event with Pandrea, please call into the radio show to get a reading, okay? And the number is being put into the chat room. My producer, Angela, is putting in the number. 347-884-8245 is the number to call in to the show. And while you're in the Facebook Live, send Pandrea some love. Hit the hearts, as I am doing right now. Send Pandrea some love. She is very sweet and full of love for all of us. Okay. I know the video is always delayed a few minutes from... because I'm... You see that smile on Pandrea's face. Okay, Mike, quit looking at the screen. It gets people confused because the time is not synced exactly where we're at right now. So if that makes any sense. Okay, so what we're doing on this show is we're dedicating this show to the homeless mission that we do, the Love in Action. Okay, it's a mission that we go out to the streets here in Oklahoma City and help the people that are on the streets. We have actually brought an individual named Burles, who was homeless from the age of 14 to now he has a place. at age, he's almost 70 years old. And this weekend, when I talked to his friend Bill, who is still homeless, we got to pray and work on getting Bill a place now. I asked Bill, I said, have you seen Burroughs lately? And he told me something very magical to my ears. He said, Burroughs went home a couple hours ago. And I thought, wow, he went home. It all worked out. And Bill said, yeah, he's living there. It's all working good. He's eating with the family. And the only negative thing Bill said is he's not out on the street as much as far as be friends with him. So it's, you know, when you can do that, then it's not me. The mission's not called Michael Long. It's called Love in Action. I don't name anything after me. Just like this show, Journey into the Light. It's not the Michael Long show. I wouldn't do that. It's all about us helping those less fortunate than us, because that's what spirituality is. It's love, it's caring, and that's what we do on Love in Action. So how do you get a reading tonight on this show here at Pandria? It's really simple, and we'll give you, you know, a 10-minute reading, so it's not like a mini, like couple-minute reading. Go to the link on the show page, the GoFundMe link, and donate $20, and we'll bring you in on this hour to speak to Pandria. The link is on the show page right there in front of you. I come to you in the screening room if you need help with that. Also, the link is being put into the Facebook Live as well. So let's go here to the phone lines here, and let's bring in our guest here for the show. This is Pandria. Welcome.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome here. I'm on Facebook Live. Oh, my gosh. I've been on here for a little while, for about 41 minutes, and I'm just excited. This is actually, very new, but it's also very awesome. I'm really enjoying myself on here. All the love that everybody's sending. Thank you, and shouts out to everyone that is watching right now. So, absolutely, it's wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. It's good to see you, and yeah, that's really great to have all that Facebook Live and have the radio show connected and for a great cause and all of that. So, but I know we're going to start off with your topic for tonight, and what is that?
Well, you know, my topic for tonight is, you know, helping people. And I know, you know, and I just want to, you know, say too that, you know, I know we're doing the homeless mission and everything, but it is so important to lend a helping hand if you can, you know, and helping people. So that's definitely going to be my topic. I'm a stickler for doing that, and I feel like there's definitely some messages that need to be shared along those lines. So absolutely.
All right. Sounds like a great topic. Fits really well with the show and the mission and all that you're about and we're about and all that good stuff here. So I'll let you have the floor, and be listening.
Absolutely. Yay. Okay. So let me just kind of tell you a little bit about me really, really quickly here for those of you that have not, that are seeing me for the first time. I started developing my gift when I was 4. I just started to notice that there was a lot of things that were different about me than other people. Like, I would be able to see into another person's life. And it wasn't something that I actually just tried to do. It just started to happen. And so throughout elementary school and high school, in college and things like that, I just started to know things before they happen. And I do see a question on there too. Here I am live. Could you really know what's going to happen? Absolutely. Your guides will actually, do that. They'll actually tell you or show you some things that are about to happen, or they'll show you different things or different avenues, you know, kind of lead you to where you need to go in life. So, yeah, your guides are with you all the time, and they will give you that information. One of the things that, you know, and I know jumping, so anyway, let me just tell you this. As far as, you know, how I got started with doing readings and everything, I'm very, very passionate about helping people, and I have been for quite some time. And so the first thing that I did was I went into the medical field. Of course, the medical field is all around helping people. So, you know, I did that, but it just was something that I did not feel, I felt like I was helping people, but I felt that there was another avenue where I needed to be, we needed to help people. And I always found that people always came to me for advice. And so I combined that with my spiritual gifts. And so here I am now, you know, helping people on a spiritual level and, you know, and things like that. So anyway, that's what brought me to where I am today, helping people. Now, getting right on to topic, you know, helping people, which is what I just kind of just talked about, you know, it is so important to help people. You know, many times we kind of go throughout life and we, you know, kind of neglect that responsibility of helping people. You know, sometimes we have to think about it. You know, whenever you're in a situation, you kind of get to a point where you kind of expect people to help you. Okay, so I feel like it's only right for us to extend that same type of gesture. Now, when speaking with helping people, the homeless people, which is the mission that that Michael Long is, you know, is talking about here. Homeless people are people too. You know, they're going through a hard time in life. And you know, one of the things that I do, you know, when I see a homeless person, is you know, I try and help them the best I can. I relate this experience a while back on the show, and I'd like to relay it again. I can remember where I went to a store, and this man was in a wheelchair, and, you know, he had his leg, something was, one of his legs were amputated, and the other was, you know, just kind of sticking out there, and he walked, well, he wheeled over to me, and he said, you know, he was so angry, and he was just like, oh, my God, you know, I cannot believe, you know, they won't even serve me in the bag. And he just reached in his pocket and he was like, here's money. And just buy me some food. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, what do I do? But, you know, it startled me at first because he came to me, you know, in an angry manner. But I just sat and I listened to him. And what he was trying to tell me was that because he was homeless, they didn't respect him enough to, you know, to go ahead and take his money because they didn't want him loitering around in the back area of the store because that's where you have to go to in order to get the food. So I took his money, and I went ahead and I went to the back of the store and I paid for it, you know, and the lady back there said that, you know, she was so sorry. She asked me, was I picking up the food for the man that was in the wheelchair? And I told her yes. And, you know, it was really heart-wrenching because, you know, in that situation, I put myself in that situation. What if I went back there and people wouldn't serve me just because I may have had a hole in my shirt or you know, and it's really something that really touches the heart. So anyway, I went and paid for the man's food. He waited for me outside. But what I did was I took my money and I paid for it, and I got some money from my card, and I wrapped it in his money. And when I walked out there, he was so excited, you know, that this is, you know, he was so thankful and so excited that someone had actually showed him, you know, a nice gesture. And I know it made him feel good, but it made me feel good too on the inside, you know, that I actually helped someone, you know, that was in need. And so I think that's the message that I'd like to get across today is that, you know, in helping others, you help yourself. You know, you're helping yourself, and I'm telling you, more good comes to you. Although that's not the purpose on hindsight is just to, okay, I'm going to help this person just so something good can happen to me. The message in hindsight is, you know, just being loving towards others. It's a good thing, you know. Another thing, too, is that, you know, we at some point in our life, we needed help, okay? You think about going to, you know, I know I used to work in the healthcare field, and a lot of times people, when they came in, you know, they expect you to help them. You know, and it's, like I said, it's a really, really nice gesture to be able to do that. I'm seeing on here, too, that it says that someone says that they keep losing me, and I'm totally sorry about that. But for those of you that are sticking around, thank you for still sticking around. But anyway, yeah, that's pretty much, you know, the message that I want to share tonight is, you know, helping someone. You know, helping others is a really good gesture. I'm looking here on this site. Let's see if I can fix that really quick here. Are you guys still there? Can I don't know if they can still see me. But I'm going to still go on for the people that are listening.
Yeah, we can see you. It's just occasionally the video screen gets a little fuzzy, and then it clears right back up. So it's all good right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. but I like what you said because it's so true, and we never know when we are, you know, in need, going to be in need. It could be, you know, losing a job, or it could be just a disaster. I mean, you know, what was it, 4 years ago, you know, me and my wife, luckily my kids were out working, we went to her doctor's appointment and didn't know that the next time we come back, our home would be destroyed by a tornado. Happened 4 years ago. And so stuff can happen. And if it wasn't for, you know, friends and family and a little bit of insurance, it didn't cover everything, but thank God we had it. But friends and family, support, gosh, I don't know where we'd be during all that time. We couldn't live back there anymore. So, So, you know, things like that happen. So, you know, I spoke to a guy who was homeless on the side of the street with him and his wife in a wheelchair, and they got kicked out of their apartment because the apartments were condemned by the city and they already paid their full month rent. They had no more money to go anywhere else. So till they got more money the first of the month, they were homeless. So just things like that.
Absolutely, and that's the thing, that's the whole thing, you know, you don't necessarily have to be on the street for you to be homeless. If you're out, you know, let's just say if you don't have the money to pay rent, well, guess what, you're going to be homeless, because you're not going to be able to pay your rent. Where are you going to go? And see, what if everyone just turned their backs on you and said, okay, well, you know what, I'm not going to help this person, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, you know. It really, you know, then you start to think about, you know, those times where I didn't help someone, you know, maybe I need to start helping people. You kind of, you know, reflect back on things like that. So absolutely, you know, if definitely you don't have to necessarily be homeless at this point for it to happen to you. I'm a firm believer that, you know, sometimes you just have to put yourself in other people's shoes, you know, in order to see or feel what they're going to. There's nothing wrong with showing a little bit of empathy, you know. And so, yeah, absolutely. So I can definitely, I definitely know what you're talking about there, Michael. Absolutely.
And, you know, we're going to go to our first call here in just a second, but I want to say what I was saying at the beginning of the show, Pandrea. It was just so nice to hear Bill say that Burles went home. When I heard that, it was like music in my ears. I'm like, oh, my God, praise God.
Thank you for that update. Oh, my gosh. Like, I remember you always talk about Burles, So definitely congratulations to you, Burles, for actually getting home. Oh, my gosh. That's a blessing in itself, you know, to be able to go to a place to call home. Not a lot of people, you know, wish that they had that. So to see Burles, that is so sweet, so loving, so deserving, you know, to have that. It's a blessing, and it really warms my heart. So, absolutely.
And Bill, his friend, who I put his picture up, I think yesterday, so folks can, you know, go back to my Facebook and see who I'm speaking about. Now he's still homeless. He's still on the side of the street. He's got all of his belongings right there next to him, and it was sad talking to him. I did ask him to, you know, check around the neighborhood, you know, if there's anybody that has, you know, a situation like Burles has. I'd be happy to speak to the owner, see if I can make a deal with them to get him located. I'm going to look too, but, you know, Bill told me something, you know, really sad. I said, where do you go in the winter? And he said, well, I sleep right here. But he said, I don't sleep. And I said, what do you mean? He said, it's so cold. He said, you can't sleep. It just wakes you up. So what you end up doing is taking naps. And it just broke my heart. And I know it's summer right now. It's very warm. So don't have to worry about that right now. And we got some time to hopefully, before winter comes, find Bill a place. He's very deserving too, and he's a really nice guy. He told me he had a dog, and his dog, you know, ran away, and how he missed him. And he said his dog was a real good snuggler. So that's really broke my heart to hear that. So the mission helped Bill out, and we'll continue, and we're going to strive to find Bill a place. So hopefully people will at least either, you know, and or donate. And definitely, if you can't do that, send prayers for Bill, please. And I'll keep everybody updated. And hopefully if we keep focused on Bill like we did Burles, good things will happen soon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for doing that, Michael. I mean, like I said, this is such a very important mission to have. It, you know, you're helping people not only, you know, get off of the street, but you're also helping them emotionally too, you know, because when you don't have a home, it really messes with your confidence. It really does. I've seen it happen, you know, to people. And so being able to help a person in so many ways is a blessing. And like I said, with especially with the new person that you mentioned here, you know, I know he's going through a lot too, but definitely, you know, prayer, donations help as well. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot to be nice or to be giving. You know, it's always better to give than to receive. I always say that. So, absolutely.
Okay. And lastly, Pandrea, how can folks reach you for private sessions?
You can reach me at www.pandreapsychicmedium.com. You can also reach me on my page now. I do have a new page up, and it's also titled Pandrea Psychic Medium. So definitely please reach out to me. You can definitely give me a call, and I'll be more than happy to help you in whatever way I can.
Okay, we do have all the contact information listed on the show page, folks, to reach Pandrea. And let's go to our first call, and we want to go to Los Angeles, and let's welcome Candace to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Candace. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Pandrea?
I'm doing awesome. Doing awesome. What question do you have for me, Ms. Candace?
I'm just asking about some guidance in regards to some changes going on with work, and was just open to any guidance that you may have about what I should be paying attention for.
Right now, as far as work goes, are you working right now or no?
I am working, and things are going well. I'm just kind of like feeling some resistance personally, and I feel like I'm a little confused because the type of work that I'm doing, it seems like I'm not gravitating towards the same groups of people, and I've been having a lot of opposition.
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the things that, and I'll tell you this, the first thing that I'm getting for you is to go within and make sure this is something that you really want, because it's, like I said, and I know you're confused, but the spirit is like you know the answer. You know the answer to what you want to do. You know the answer to the question that you're asking. It's just that you're not looking within. Another thing too, they're really telling you to retreat and go back. There's also some things that wait a minute. Okay, so let me ask you this. In the past, I do see that there are some things dealing with this job that you didn't think that you were going to be doing this type of work. Was that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Because I see your mind being elsewhere and not necessarily with this work here. So that's why they're telling me. It kind of makes sense to me. I'm getting it now. That's why it makes sense to me that they're telling you to go back and find, you know, find what you're passionate about, because you're definitely not everything's going good, but it's like it's not passionate, and you kind of feel like you're robotic. You kind of get enough, just going, you do a good job, and then you come home, and it's not as fulfilling as you feel like it should be. So definitely, but I'm going to tell you one of the things, too, is they're telling me that you also need to increase your knowledge about this, the position that you're in. Yeah, they're telling me that you're going to, are you having to study? Are you having to do like is there something new coming down the pipeline for you as far as your job? Because that's what they're telling me, like there's something new or some kind of new product that they're adding or something like that they're telling me is something new definitely coming into the
I'm kind of just looking into, like, getting a little bit deeper with the area of practice that I'm working in and, like, looking at taking some classes and doing some stuff for that and just trying to go about it in a different way.
Absolutely. And, I just showed – I don't know if you're live or not, but I just showed the study card, because they're telling me that there is definitely some study, some new things that are coming down the pipeline for you as far as studying. And that's where I see your focus. It's going to be over the next couple of weeks here. But we see you sticking with this for quite some time. I don't see you changing. I see you more so improving your skills at what you're doing right now. And I think you're going to be fine as far as with your job, but I do see you changing over some time, but not right now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That's perfect. Thank you so much for your help.
Oh, you're so very welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call, Candace. Appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Support.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, again, the number to call in for a reading, 347-884-8245 is the phone number. And then call in, press the 1 on your phone for free psychic readings. California, Monique, you're up next. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Miss Monique, how are you? You're
I'm
kind
good,
of
thank you.
Okay.
Oh, is that better?
Can you see? Yes, that's a lot better. That's a lot better. What question do you have for me?
Just a little uncertainty about career at this moment. Just sort of like how things will play out in the coming months.
Okay, as far as career, they're giving me two, the number two. Are you looking at two positions or two? Because there's a decision that you're going to have to make. Are you employed now?
I am not.
Okay. Okay, okay. Oh, wait. Okay. So, let me just tell you this. In the next 2 months, I know you're not, you say you're not employed right now, but you are going to have two positions that actually come up available for you. What has happened, and I'll tell you this, what has happened to you, and they're telling me, they're talking to me, but what has happened to you over some time is that it's like I see you looking, but then you stop, and then you look again, and then you stop. So what Spirit is telling me right now to tell you is that, you know, being consistent will definitely help you in your job search right now, but what they're telling me is in the next 2 months, you're definitely going to be, they're going to be searching for you. I do see that. Someone's going to look at your resume and everything. Do you have your resume online, and have you updated your resume? Because that's definitely something that's going to help you work in harmony with what you're looking for.
I'm actually just in the process right now. Like, I just got my paperwork to actually work legally where I am. I just, like, immigrated to another country. So, so it's been a process. So now that I have the green light, I'm looking at a bunch of different options and putting together, like, applications for the first time. So that's why.
Okay. But let me just tell you, like I said, in the next 2 months, you're going to get a position, and then over the next 4 months after that, you're going to also receive another job opportunity. So you're going to have two coming down the pipeline for you. And it's definitely going to be in harmony with what you want to do. It's not going to be something that you don't want to do, or like just kind of accepting the job just to accept it. But you're definitely going to have something. You know, this is definitely going to be a stable job. It's not going to be something where it's a part-time job. And I don't see that you're looking for part-time at this moment anyway right now as well. I don't know if am I running out of time? but I do see that the opportunity is going to be presented to you over the next couple of months. So please stay focused,
You were very right about starting and stopping. Yep, yeah. No, that's me, because I'll be like, maybe this isn't exactly what I should be looking at, and then I'll stop, and then I'll go back to it. So that you're 100% right about that.
Absolutely. And, I know you asked about the job, but and I'm just going to tell you this really, really quick here, just because it came up. The romance area, I don't see that you're necessarily looking into that at all, or more so concentrating. I don't see you concentrating to that at all. So, anyway, I'm just going to leave it at that, because I know we have other callers calling in. But I just want to, hopefully that gives you some direction. But please be consistent with it. Don't procrastinate. Now is not the time for you to procrastinate, because in doing this and continuing to move forward, that's where you're going to find your place where you need to be, and it's definitely going to happen within the next 6 months.
Thank you. That's awesome. I really know. I needed to hear that. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there. Appreciate it. And again, we're here with We're here with Pandrea, and she's taking your phone calls for psychic readings. Next hour will be Chuck Bergman, the psychic cop, also with Angel Lady Marilyn Pasek. Both of them come together to bring you your calls as far as your reading. So stay with us. That's at the top of the hour. But right now, we still have time for another call or two. Let's go to Nancy in Michigan. Welcome.
Oh, hi. I just wanted a general reading, just what you see in my future.
Okay. First of all, hi, Ms. Nancy, and thank you for joining me. One of the things, yes, ma'am. So as far as the things in your future, right now they're really showing me that you really want to like just kind of step out, and definitely step out with friends. I do see that you do keep a small circle of friends around you. You don't like too many people dabbling in your business. So you kind of keep your circle small, but at the same time, it's like sometimes you feel like it's too small and sometimes you need to widen out. But anyway, I do see you doing a little bit more of that in the very near future. They're actually even telling me the next month or so that's what you're going to be doing. As far as your career, are you working now? Are you, because they're showing me stability.
Oh, are you? No, I'm retired now.
Okay, there it is. Okay, you're stable then. You're good. You're stable. As far as this, and that's why you're not really concerned about work or anything like that. So definitely, yeah, right now they're telling me right now it's time for you to venture out. You know, don't kind of, you know, because right now it's like I just see you kind of, you know, you get to that stage where you're kind of withdrawing. And that's not what they're going to do. Another thing, do you work with crystals as well? Do you have crystals at the house?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I really like crystals a lot.
yeah, absolutely. They're showing me how to, they're showing me crystals and things like that around your house. I actually see like a clear quartz crystal by a window. Do you put your crystals by a window?
Let me think here. I did have one by a window. I don't think there's one there now.
Okay. So definitely. Okay. They're telling me to tell you to put them outside. Reason being is because they haven't been outside for a while. They're like, get them some fresh air. But anyway, I know
they need to be recharged.
They need to be recharged. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Absolutely. Another thing, too, is meditation. Meditation will be good for you. And also they're saying not only take your crystals outside, but they want you to get outside. I love how they do that. They're saying, you know, like in the midst of you going out and you placing your crystals outside or placing them in the grass specifically, you know, to get that, you know, get that cleansing going. You know, they're also telling me to tell you, you also need to get outside more instead of being, you know, kind of cooped up in the house a lot, because what has happened is over time, I do see you have, you know, in the past kind of fallen into a depression about, you know, and they're saying, no, that's not where you need to be at right now. That's why they're urging you to kind of get out and enjoy yourself a little bit more and even widen out with your friends. And also another thing, too, is there's a little bit of trust issues that are going on there that they're telling me, too. They're telling me so much right now about you. The dreams and stuff, have you had some weird dreams lately as well?
Not really, no. I don't think so.
Okay. The dreams, and okay. That's so funny. They're giving me Wednesday, and this is so crazy. They're telling me Wednesday you're going to have a weird dream, but it's basically they don't want you to worry too much about it because they're saying basically it's something in your subconscious that you're kind of thinking about, but it hasn't been brought to surface yet. So this kind of just their way of kind of working with you. Another thing is accepting yourself and taking care, better care of yourself at this moment right now. They put too much focus on everybody else. Right now it's time for you. And long time ago, I'll tell you this, long time ago you always said when you retire, I'm going to do things that I want to do. And I'm always, it's like you kind of planned. Yeah, you kind of planned for that. And it's like the time has come. Yeah, now the time has come, and it's like I don't know what to do with myself right now. So,
oh, that's funny. Actually, I do have a lot of hobbies, but I feel like there's 9 hours in a day sometimes.
Yep.
So I do feel like I'm pretty busy.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. But they really want you to take care of yourself right now. So,
okay.
You know, definitely, I hope that this has helped you out some. I definitely wish you the best of luck on your journey.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, you know, I'll go ahead and I know Mark is probably in the background.
Okay,
there.
I am back here. I am back.
Okay.
I was getting another caller ready here. So let's bring in our final caller here, about 5 minutes left. And let's bring on to the show here, Mari, to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. What question do you have for me?
I guess that it would really have to be regarding my career, my work status. Right now I'm at home on a workers' comp injury, on and off. I've been home for 2 years. I've had surgery, and they basically said, well, you know, we're not going to do anything more. I'm kind of dead in the water. So to speak, you know, I have ongoing injuries that are keeping me from working right now. So I'm just curious, like, you know, I do have dreams and aspirations, but everything's been put on hold for 2 years now. And now I'm just, I mean, I know I can't work, but I have to do something.
Mm.
I have to do something. I'm feeling very stuck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So while you were talking, your guides were also talking to me, and they were telling me, well, you said that right now I can't work. They're saying, yes, you can. Yes, you can. They also showed me something on the lines of doing homework, work from home position. And it's almost like they don't, you know, please don't give up. And I just see that being kind of like, okay, what am I going to do right now? And it's like, is this, you know, are they going to take me back, or are they going to do, what are they going to do with me? I just see when you first went out, it's like, are they going to, you know, be there? Are they going to take me back in or whatever? But what Spirit is telling me to tell you is, please don't give up. Please don't give up.
Right. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think I'll be going back there, not after, you know, I mean, this is 2 years after.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know when it's going to settle. So like I said, my life has been in limbo for about 2 years now, and I've got, you know, so not only did I, you know, injure my left ankle, but then I injured the right. And because of the crutches and whatnot, I've got ongoing issues, you know, like with my neck and numbness, like the left side of my body. And can you tell me like what you think that numbness might be caused from? It's just the left side of my body and my ankle.
Okay. Right away they gave me nerve damage. Have they told you about, okay. They definitely told me. And also you said you damaged the foot, and I know I'm talking really fast, they're giving me the information so fast, but they're also telling me something about tendonitis. Have you ever been told that you had that? And it's something dealing with the tendon as well, like you kind of damaged that part of it as well, like a tendon. And that's making it so
hard. Yeah, I actually, on the ankle, I had a grade 3 sprain. So they did a reconstructive ankle surgery, and then they put in a Arthrex band and 2 screws in there to hold my ankle together. So there's a lot of numbness, a lot of pain, you know, and they are aware that there's nerve damage, but they refuse to do anything about it. They said that we're not responsible for that. So I'm just, meanwhile, I'm just falling. And it's just, you know, I just want it done. And in meanwhile, I'm the type of person where I like to give to society. I like to work with, kids on the spectrum. I like to work with, severely emotionally disturbed youth. And right now, I feel like I'm not contributing to society. So it's like, what can I do? You know?
Yes, you can. Oh, God. They keep telling me, they're saying, you got to stop. Here's the thing. What they're telling me is that you're kind of getting into that, please don't get into the negative thing. They want you to think positive, and by you saying that you can't, you're kind of drawing in that negative energy. So they want
you
to leave.
That's what they're telling me. That's what I say by the workers' comp. That workers' comp is telling me what I can and cannot do. You know, I mean.
But that's the thing. Your spirit guides are saying, oh, yeah, you're very much stronger than what they're telling you that you are. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
In October, they gave me the month of October. Actually, it's the month of October, but they're also, it's like they're kind of showing me a calendar where there's a week and then the next week of October. That second week of October is where you're going to get some hits on your resume. Another thing, too, is were you ever a teacher? Because I do see you talking, being very vocal, a motivational speaker or something like that. They're showing me something along that lines where you're communicating with, with different people. And I'm telling you that's definitely going to be beneficial for you. I also see you doing computer work later on as well. And when I say computer work, I'm not talking about just, the in data entry type of thing. I see you answering emails and things like that. So, yeah, definitely you've got a lot of things that you can do. And they're telling me to tell you not to let this get you down, and that you have so much more to offer than what you think. Just because you can't, just because right now at this time you're unable to walk at this time or unable to get around as much as you would like to. They're telling me that the internet, and I know you already know this, but they're telling me to tell you that the internet is a very powerful tool for you. And so please look at some of those things. And like I said, the second week of October is definitely one of the. It's definitely going to be a very good, profitable week for you because they're going to start calling you then. But definitely, until then, please continue to on your journey. Because I'll just say this really, really quick here. I know we're running out of time, but I'll say this really quick here. Just because you kind of know that it's going to happen doesn't stop the work that needs to get done so you can get there. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
of course.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're going to be fine, though. I'm telling you from what I'm seeing and what they're showing me, you're going to be fine. So definitely.
And am I going to be moving? Am I going to be moving soon? Like moving out of my house soon?
I don't see.
Like
moving
and
soon.
Traveling.
I don't see you moving soon, but I see you moving, eventually, because they're telling me right now it's not a time for you to move right now. It's definitely not a good time for you at all.
Hmm. Okay. Wow.
So, ma'am, I hope this has been helpful to you.
It has
been.
I've been thinking about it. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. I wish you the best of luck on your I wish you the best of luck on your journey. So, absolutely.
Okay, we thank you for your calls there, and we are flat out of time. Got to say a quick goodbye to you, Pandrea. Really have enjoyed it. Great show. Love your love. And for all the listeners on there that are here, stay with us. We will continue on. But thanks again so much, Pandrea. Have a great week.
Oh, thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And so everybody that's here, everybody redial as our next show will continue with Chuck Bergman and Marilyn Posick. And I will be on Facebook Live as well myself. Thank you.